This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3 Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Investor Schooling Live with your host, Larry Steinhaus, CEO of Investor Schooling.
All right, good afternoon, and welcome to another exciting episode of Investor Schooling Live. We're coming to you from the heart of financial enlightenment, broadcasting from the Investor Schooling Studios right here in our headquarters. I am your host, Larry Steinhaus. I am not just the CEO of Investor Schooling, but I'm also your guide on this journey to financial mastery. Everybody's laughing at me because I'm reading this from ChatGPT. Thank you for tuning in today. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting your financial education, you're in the right place. We're here to help you navigate the complex world of money, investments, and more. Ever had a burning question about real estate investing, stock options trading, or want to know how to save smartly on taxes? Well, you're in luck because that's exactly what we're going to be diving into today. And we're going to be going even further. We're here to empower you with knowledge, inspire you, and take control of your financial future and make your money work for you. What is so funny, Dr.
Are you running to president? What's going on?
I don't know. I'm reading the ChatGPT. You guys.
Did you even read this before you?
Yes, it was that bad. And guess, wait, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
And guess what? This isn't a one-way street. We want to hear from you. Give us a call anytime during the show at 855-939-1137. Omri.
855-939-1137.
That's
our number.
One more time.
855-939-1137.
That's right. We're a live program, so don't hesitate to reach out to your questions. Of course we're a live program. Who would screw it up this badly if it wasn't
no
live?
I have no idea.
All right. I'm done. But anyway, Investor Schooling, that's who we are. Go to investorschooling.com. You can take a complimentary class, and you can listen to this crazy show that we do every Saturday. And we have a lot of fun with it. Here with my co-host, Dr. Deb Anderson, and my other co-host, Omri Morad. Morad?
Yeah.
Is that your name?
I think
so. Or is it Omri?
I will check. I need my ID.
Okay. And these guys, we all talk about real estate. We talk about the stock market. We have a little bit of fun because we just, you know, listen, we're having some fun, so why not?
What is a burning question?
What?
You said burning question.
About a vibrating car seat earlier.
Yeah.
I think we should go revisit that.
No, I want to start with the burning question is when you have a question when you run to pee.
No.
What is a burning question? I'm really...
Are you serious?
I have no idea. What is a burning question?
A question that you really have to ask.
So it's exactly like you pee.
I guess.
That's where it's coming from,
Earlier today, Omri had asked me how Thanksgiving was, and I said it was very low-key. And what do you say to me? Okay, sure, Debbie, you can start making up words. And I'm like, I'm not making up a word.
Okay.
Have you ever heard low-key? What is low-key?
Of course I've heard low-key.
Okay, if you want... We don't hear you. There.
It means not much. I'm sorry, I'm trying to fix some of the cameras. The cameras all broke. So of course it's low-key. Means nothing really happened.
Yeah, it was very low-key. It was just very quiet. Yeah. That not much
Okay, I can do a show in Hebrew, and you won't understand half of the word. Or maybe all the word.
Okay, so let's talk about you doing a show in Hebrew.
Okay.
Just because, you know. So what would you tell people about Investor Schooling in Hebrew?
Ooh. I will tell that... You know what? I will tell not about Investor Schooling. I will tell about you. I will tell that...
Are you allowed to use those words on the air?
I think so.
If you're going to tell about me?
I think. You change my life, and you also ruined my life, actually.
All right, so talk about that. I know you've been dying to talk about this all morning.
About what?
So tell me about how I changed your life and ruined your life.
How you changed my life?
Yeah.
So I'm not working 8 to 5 anymore. I'm pretty bored. That's why
that's why you come here.
That's why I'm spending here so much time.
Right.
I used to have money. Now I don't have money.
What are you talking about? You don't have money.
Now I don't have money. I have many cards and many properties. I have no money anymore.
So that's not an unusual thing, by the way, what he just said. So this is interesting. A lot of people who invest in real estate have no money. I happen to feel that I'm one of them. I always have money to buy everything I want.
Exactly. Yeah.
But like if I went into my bank account, there's like, you know, it's always, you know, a couple of thousand dollars, and that's all it really is. But there's always cash flow. There's always money coming in, right? You got rents coming in, and then you spend it, and you go buy something else, you do something else. Yeah. But what's really happening is your net worth is increasing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what a real estate investment is all about, is to increase your net worth.
Yeah.
So if you're a really good real estate investor, your net worth increases every year. Now, my net worth last year, it wasn't bad. It probably went up about 15%. Since January 1st to now, it went up to about 15%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually pretty good. I mean, it's a pretty good return on net worth. You know, I've had some good returns. I've had some bad returns last year. So, but net worth return of 15% a year is pretty good. If you could do that or better every year, you're going to really have a great retirement.
We can go back to our discussion before we started the show about you trying to convince me to take a loan against some of my properties.
If you want to do that, okay. So let's talk about that. We'll talk about that on the air. So Omri has an offer from some bank.
Credit Union. Yeah,
yeah, whatever. So credit unit wants to give him a 7.5% loan at $350,000.
300, I think.
300,000?
300,000. Yeah, 300.
So this is a fantastic deal for you. Okay, right now money is really hard to get.
I know.
You want to know the rule?
Okay.
Always borrow money when you can't get it because always borrow money when you don't need it because when you need it, you can't get it. So right now you have $300,000 that's going to be lent to you. It's already been approved. All you have to do is sign.
Yes.
Now, I realize you're going to be paying 7.5%?
Yeah.
7.5% interest.
It's over $2,000 a month.
That's fine.
For money that I still don't know what to do with.
Right.
That's fine.
But we already had an agreement, Omri, about at least $100,000.
But you've got people who will borrow that money from you for more than what you're borrowing it for. You got people who are offering you 9-10%. So why not take that and just make the arbitrage? Be the bank.
So I don't have any loans on my name for, 10 years now, I think?
So what?
So it troubled my mind so hard. And so, that's why I know how amazing you are and what you teach people. And it's also how my brain just can absorb those things.
No, so so it's funny. I tell people quite often when they start training with me, they're going to learn to get very uncomfortable. So how much debt do you think I want to be in?
Million, trillion.
Yeah, how about... My goal is to be $40 million in debt.
Okay.
I believe if I have $40 million in debt, I own at least $60 million in property that way.
Okay.
So that would be a pretty good place to be, wouldn't it?
Sound amazing.
Right. So even Apple, because I have this conversation with a lot of people. So Apple is $400 million in debt. Apple. But you know what they have? I'm sorry, billion. $400 billion in debt.
Billion.
Billion. Do you know what Apple has in reserves, and cash reserves?
Enlighten me.
$400 billion. So why don't they take...
This doesn't make any sense.
Right, but I'll explain it. Why not take the $400 billion and pay off the $400 billion in debt, right?
Yes.
Because the $400 billion that they have in cash reserves, they control that money. They can do anything they want with that money at any time. The $400 billion that they have in debt, they make payments on, and the products that they're selling or buy, or, you know, people are buying all the products and all the services, are paying that debt service.
So you say that when you have the money, in this case... you will be in a position that you will be able to close on a deal immediately.
Right, exactly. And you won't have to worry about it. So you're in a good place. I mean, I would jump on that loan. If they offer me that loan, I'd jump on that loan.
I know. It's now, something. So it's very conflicting. I will tell you why from my perspective. So you own a bunch of real estate. I own a bunch of real estate, and I get certain amount of income every month.
Correct.
Correct? What I'm doing right now by taking a loan, I am decreasing the amount, net amount that I will have every month.
Maybe.
Not maybe.
No, if you lend that money to someone else, you're increasing it.
Yeah, if you lend it out, Omri, then somebody else is paying that monthly payment for you.
What if you did this? Uh-huh. It's not a great deal, but what if you did this? What if you bought a property cash for $300,000 you're buying, right?
Yeah.
You bought a property cash, $300,000, and you made net... $300, $350 a month.
Without doing anything.
Without doing anything. Would you do that?
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about toilets, trash, or tenants.
Yeah.
Okay? So basically, if you borrow that money at 7.5%, and you lend it out even at 9%, you're making that difference, and you're doing nothing. No toilets, trash, or tenants.
So you will tell me right now, why would you worry about that right now? But I will ask you, what would you do, okay, in 5 years when the interest will change, or in 10 years?
So that the person you lend the money to has the same deal. When the interest changes, whatever their difference is, they will pay you. So it's an interest. So it's a
step-up
loan.
According to the interest.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Or they can close the loan and give me the money back.
Right.
So you I can do the same thing, go to the credit union and close the loan.
Exactly. If you want to, sure.
Okay.
So you can only make money on money. Always make money on money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is an odd conversation that we're having.
It's not
one that we normally have on the air. But, you know, you do have to understand that, you know, the way billionaires become billionaires is by borrowing lots of money.
I agree. Yeah, I know that. I know that for a fact. It's something that maybe that's the last bit of 8 to 5 person that is still in me. Not to borrow money that you don't need.
Oh, always borrow money when you don't need it, because when you need it, you can't borrow it.
Because, you know, we are doing something together right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, right. We're buying a mobile home park together.
Yes,
right.
We are buying the mobile home park, and I got every bit of what I have in this world so we can close it.
Good.
Because I'm very excited about
this. Yeah, it's going to be a great deal. You're going to be making lots of money on your money on that one, too.
Maybe. We'll see. I hope. Yeah. We all hope.
Yeah.
And here comes the question. From that point on, how much money do you want to have available for you in each given time as a percentage of your net worth? Let's say that your net worth is $1 million.
It's probably not a question to ask.
No?
Because one has nothing to do with the other. So the amount of money I want to just take aside is just enough money to make sure that I can pay my bills for a month or two without getting any other money. But I know that other money's going to come in anyway, so I can't really think about that, right? Plus, you also want to have, I tell you, right, buy silver for the zombie apocalypse, right?
Yes.
So I'm prepared for the zombie apocalypse. Buy ammo for the zombie apocalypse, so I'm prepared for that, right? So be prepared. Be prepared for different things. And I often suggest you have $5,000 to $10,000 worth of cash on hand just in case something happens.
I showed Debbie before the show a short video. I think it's a Netflix show with Sylvester Stallone. There's a very, very good, it's a 30 seconds video that he go to the post office with a box. And he go to the post office with the box, the postman said... Tulsa Man?
Tulsa something. Sylvester
Stallone. So he go to the post, he give him the box and they tell him it's $30. So he get his pile of money from his... From the pocket, right? You know, packed like the mafia, right? With the clip, with the gold clip on it.
Listen, I hear all the radio stations turning right now.
No.
Get there. Get to your point.
The post office don't want to get his money.
Right.
They said, we don't accept cash anymore.
Right, only credit cards.
Only credit cards.
Right, yeah.
So with that, I was exactly the same as you. And now I see that when I have cash in my pocket, the only way I can use it is when I'm going to a fair or something like that.
So you asked me why to have $10,000
worth of cash? It's insane, in a way, yeah.
Okay, so here's why. Because there will be a time where the internet will go down.
Yes.
It's maybe for 5 minutes, it may be for an hour, it may be for a week, it may be for a month, it may be forever.
Uh-huh.
Okay? If you have cash, you can at least use money while you're adapting to whatever the new system is. That's what the silver's for. The silver will come after the cash. And I told you, the zombie apocalypse will have three phases.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, very few people will make it to phase three. Phase one, this is like we're talking about something totally different than reality, than you know, normal stuff, but this will actually make a great movie. But phase one is when the internet goes down and the electric goes down. I will make it through phase one. Okay. I have enough guns, I have enough ammo, I have enough cash, I have silver, right? Phase two, I'll probably be killed in phase two. That's when anarchy, when people are just coming through and they're just killing anybody at random.
Okay.
And phase three is the rebuilding of the world, and whatever's left will rebuild the world. I won't make it to phase three.
By who?
By whoever's left.
Why?
By the people that will have the most ammo in phase one, I guess.
Yes, maybe.
Yeah, but if you have guns and ammo and know how to shoot, why would you?
Yeah, but I won't have enough guns and ammo to make it through phase two. That's why. I mean, those are the real QAnon crazy nutcases people who will make it past phase two. And then, and maybe Trump will make it past phase two.
Okay.
I thought I'd get a laugh out of that. Anyway, we're talking about, this is a really strange topic because we got off cue.
Why? It's a financial show.
It is a financial show.
Exactly.
And to me, it's a financial show. What I teach and what we teach in investor schooling is reality.
Okay.
We don't teach just, buy a life insurance policy or buy some mutual fund and your whole life will be great. No, we talk about reality. We talk about all things that can happen in life. And this is why we teach you to do certain things.
Yeah.
So what? So what's the worst that happens? So the zombie apocalypse never comes and you have $50,000 worth of silver in a safe? Who cares? I see that's a great thing. You know, if nothing else, the silver is going to go up anyway. Right?
I don't know. I don't know. But let's go to why I don't like you so much. That's more important.
Hold on 1 second. Let me just do a real announcement real quick. This is Larry Steinhaus. This is Investor Schooling Live. I'm here with Dr. Deb. I'm here with Ami Marad. And if you guys would like to call and ask us anything, by the way, I really want to get into Thanksgiving in a couple of minutes. But
we should.
But before you go, tell everybody how much you hate me. why don't you tell everybody the phone number they can call in?
It's 855-939-1137.
One more time.
855-939-1137.
Five more times.
I'm getting paid for each time I say the number, so I will say it. 855-939-1137.
And you can bring in all your questions about real estate, about the stock market, about the zombie apocalypse, or politics, or anything else you want to do. That's cool, too. So tell everybody why you hate me, and let's talk about Thanksgiving.
It's related?
Yes.
Okay.
You're supposed to give
thanks. Don't hate you because of Thanksgiving.
You're supposed to give thanks. So
I have this wallet, this metal wallet, as you see. I don't have the normal wallet that you can put cash in. I have wallet with cards, and it's been held by this G-string or whatever it is.
G-string?
Yeah.
Did you really say your wallet is held together by a G-string?
Yeah, what is it? How you call that?
hey, Glenn. Glenn, can you explain to Army what a G-string is?
I will ask my...
I'll leave that to you.
I will ask my wife later. So,
I think it's so funny when you bring an immigrant over here who doesn't know some of the words, and he hears some words, and he thinks they mean something, but they really mean something completely different. But okay, tell us about
I need a red nose and a hat, and I would be a real clown.
Tell us about your G-string wallet.
I arrived to a point that I have like 10 credit cards.
Right.
And that's because of you.
Yes.
You caused that.
I have 67.
My God. How do you track all those cards?
I use an Excel spreadsheet.
That's the solution for you.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay, Deb.
All the apps, everything.
I was just going to say that we, during the Money Multiplier, we had somebody come in who has even more credit card than you.
Right, it blew my mind.
And
more credit card or more credit?
More credit.
More credit,
more credit than him. He has over $1 million in credit card availability. And I was talking to him, and his mentor has over $5 million available.
Wow.
$5 million. Could you imagine?
Wow, that's awesome.
$5 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So we brought this guy in because, like, you know, I was the credit card guru. And then I started talking to this guy, and he started telling me things that, like, wow,
he's
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah,
so
incredible.
We brought him in. He did a presentation.
And it was amazing.
Yeah. It was amazing. It was really amazing.
He
did say that the best book ever written on credit cards is what?
Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus.
By Larry Steinhaus.
There you go.
He brought it up. He goes, this book is great. It tells you exactly how to do it. He says, why don't we give you a couple more things?
Okay, amazing.
So that was pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah. All right, so.
Thanksgiving?
Let's talk about Thanksgiving. You guys have a good time at Thanksgiving?
We do.
It was very low key, Omri.
Yes.
What were you thankful for?
To be honest, I'm very thankful for you.
Thank you.
I'm very thankful for our friendship. I'm very thankful for Debbie. I am very thankful to be here right now and not in Israel. And I'm more thankful than that to raise my kids here and not in Israel right now, because they deserve a different childhood that I had, I believe. Not that I had a bad childhood. I guess my mom is very angry right now hearing that.
I'm sure she's not listening.
I had a great childhood, but the environment in Israel, it's something we are living with. We are living like that for what?
Yeah, I'm sure.
30,
sure
40,
yeah.
50 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe no kids should live like that. And believe it or not, I'm thankful this year for Chino.
Oh, Chino is your worker, right?
Chino,
right.
My employee. Yeah, yeah. I am very thankful for my employee
awesome.
Right now.
Excellent. So Army is doing renovations and using an employee, and he's also farming this guy out, so he's making some money on him. That's great.
Yes.
So what are you thankful for, Deb?
I'm thankful for you guys, of course, and I'm thankful that I'm finally not starting to stress and worry about everything. Like, I've finally started to let some of that go, although I still have some reservations about this property and a couple other things, but I'm finally starting to let that go. I'm actually grateful for... Some of the mentors that I've had, because I'm learning how to look at things from a different perspective, like with some of the notes and some of the REO stuff, and I'm really looking forward to getting my hands in that. And I'm just grateful for my family who...
Your amazing daughters.
Continue to support me, which is really great.
By the way, if you're watching online, why don't you put what you're thankful for in the chat box, and we'll mention you. So if you're watching online, you just put a chat underneath the video.
Or call us.
We'll be able to see it. Or call us, 855-939-1137.
Correct.
855-939-1137. Yeah, I should know the number.
You should.
I created it.
All right.
855-939-1137. Okay. We're getting boring, guys, but I'm going to tell you what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful, most importantly, for everything that I've got in my life, including my wife, including my friends. You guys are freaking awesome. My family, right? My mother's still around. My mother actually is... My mother's probably more viral than I am. Viral than I am. Viral. More virile than I am, right? She's 83 years old. She was 83 a couple days ago. How old am I going to be on Monday?
60.
I'm going to be 60 on Monday. That's insane.
I wasn't sure what to say. I mean, I know you're about to be 60.
Right.
But we have our presentation that we are running every week. If students are familiar, the number on the presentation got changed again and again and again and again. I didn't know. I said, really? Really? Is he really 120? No. No chance.
120? Really?
I think it's up to 100 right now.
It's 100 now?
It's 100 right now.
That's funny.
Last time we checked.
We keep losing cameras. Cameras just going out. Sorry. So if you're online, say what you want. So, it's my birthday on Monday. I'm going to be 60. I was born in 1963, 11/27, 1963. I'm pretty excited that I'm going to be getting older.
You sound so excited.
Hey, I know. You can tell how excited I sound, huh? All right, I'm tired.
We all tired. It seems like one of those shows that we all tired. I can sing the Christmas song that we hear every
Oh, yeah, wait, let's talk about this. Go ahead. What's the Christmas song? Go ahead.
Oh, the weather outside is dreadful. Right? You can't go anywhere.
What were those words?
What? No, I continued in Hebrew. No, but you can't. How can it be that the minute Thanksgiving is over, everybody change the mixtape to same
Christmas
song
exactly
that repeats over and over and over?
Well, write a new Christmas song.
We should
write one in Hebrew.
Oh my! No! It won't go.
No. So did they play these Christmas songs?
He didn't like the Jewish people. By the way,
who?
Christmas.
Christmas didn't like the Jewish people?
No.
Kris Kringle? What are you talking about? Santa?
No, Santa.
What are you?
I'm so confused.
I don't think he knows what he's talking about.
I'm confused.
I think he's a little confused.
No. Maybe I'm confused.
You are.
So Christmas is named after?
The season of Christmas?
No. How you go to this word?
Christ?
I don't think so.
Seriously?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so...
Glenn,
yes.
Are we still on air? Can you make us not be on air?
I killed it 10 minutes ago. We're running an infomercial right now.
All right, let's get back to reality. So let's talk about, we're going to go see your property on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So Debbie's property, as we know, we talked about this several times before. Debbie's property in Wilkes-Barre. Has been a thorn in her side for a long time.
It has been.
But we finally got her a good contractor.
Yep.
Thanks to Omri.
We got a good contractor,
and things are moving, right?
Things are actually moving, yeah.
Right, and we're going to go see it. We're going to check it out. We're going to go through. We're actually going to take some pictures, some video of it, and take a good look at it. So, you feeling good about it now?
I'm feeling better about it now.
Good.
And I'm actually getting better at writing the checks every week. Mm-hmm. So, because I used to, like, write the check and, like, cry. And now I'm just writing the check and trying to
see progress.
I mean, he gives me a good update, and you know, my tenant who's there, he's like, they're kicking butt and they're always doing stuff. And there was a bunch of boxes out there. Some stuff got delivered. I just got an invoice for $15,000 for all the drywall that's required. So, you know, whatever, but, I'm making an effort to not get stressed out about it. So
I was very stressed when I recommended him to you, because he was a friend to me too. And because you were very emotional with the project,
I'm still emotional. I'm just really working hard to get past that.
We used to say that you should never fall in love in a property, right?
That had nothing to do with falling in love with that property.
No, I understand. But sometimes we get emotional because of things. We go over property, bad tenant, bad contractors, thing that made us see misjudgment, and it makes us very angry or very this property has bad luck in it and I can't deal with it anymore and all that. And for that reason, when I recommended him to you, I was very stressed. Because I had good experience with him and we became friends. Mm-hmm. Actually, he's working so hard right now, so we are less friends. But we became friends. But he's a great, great, great guy. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe he's the person that can do this project for you. Because he know how to get the workers, because he know how to do the job, because he know how to work with counties, because with townships. He knows how to do all that. But I was very stressed that if something will happen, he will save that against me.
I wouldn't hold that.
But I got a question.
I'm very happy that it's going well.
What is the greatest lesson you learned about contractors during this project?
That I need to get somebody who knows what they're doing better than
I do.
Right,
and that's very true. And you know, one of the things that you would do, and I'm going to warn this, warning out to everybody who's thinking about buying real estate and renovating real estate, like a major project, like a kitchen or a bathroom. Yeah, that's not a big deal, but a major project like this one, where there was literally a shell. And you had to renovate the whole thing, is if you don't know what you're doing, don't micromanage the contractors and don't hire the contractors who don't know what they're doing. You know, what you did was you went after price. You know, I mean, the first couple of prices you got were like, there's no way that you could do it for that price. Yeah. And you should have known that number one. But you thought, hey, wow, I'm going to save a whole bunch of money. And you ended up, every single one of those contractors, you ended up throwing that money away because none of them did anything for you that made, you know, that was any progress.
Yeah.
And you probably wasted, what, about $100,000?
About 200.
200 grand. Wow, I didn't realize it was that bad. Yeah. So that's a big mistake. And, you know, this guy comes to you with a high number, and you're like, no, it can't be. Everybody else was giving me 80 grand, and, you know, you're giving me 400. That can't be right. And then it turns out he is right, but if you would have just went through the process. But, look, at the same time, you went to school, and that's a good thing. You went to school. You learned something new. You know, even with our advice and some of the things we said to you at the beginning, you're just like, no, I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to buy my materials. Don't do that either. Let the contractor do what he wants to do and make sure that you have progress and make sure you have pictures, you know, because I know it's pretty far from you. We go visit it. We're going to go visit the site too. And, you know, this guy, every time, because I know I've been sitting in with you now, every time he comes, he shows the pictures, he shows what he's done, and it's making good progress. Now, in the end, I already believe that you're going to make a lot of money in this building. You're going to do very well with this building because the numbers still work out. Even with the 200 grand you wasted, the numbers still work out.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. But, you know, just make sure that everybody out there, make sure if you're going to be investing in real estate that you either know what you're doing, and if you don't know what you're doing, it's okay. And when I say not know what you're doing, some of the things this guy did, I had no idea. Like, you know, fixing the foundation and fixing the pieces in the bay. I would have known how to do that.
We talked about that. Mm-hmm. I know.
He went in there. He said, this is a problem. And we immediately agreed it was a problem. And Debbie said, okay, immediately fix it. So these are things that we wouldn't have known if we bought that property. But it's okay. It's not a big deal because you paid very little for the property. But the point is, if you don't know something, find out about it. You know?
And also know that right now we are in a situation that, maybe you will make fun of me again, the government is so much in our bedroom.
Yes.
That you can't move a rock.
What are you, a woman?
No. I heard that here. Come on. You can't make fun of the Israeli every time. There is a term, say, get the government out of my bedroom.
Yeah. You know what that means?
Yes. The bureaucracy is so hard.
No. It's actually specifically for...
For?
It's specifically for women who want to have abortion rights.
Yeah. I was going to say.
No.
Okay.
It started, according to what I understand, with
the
township.
Government out of my business is what you're trying to say.
So the thing is, let's go. My point is, right now, you can't move a rock in your property without permits. And people used to ignore that and do what they want, especially homeowners, and didn't go for permits for every sheet of drywall. Right now, guys, that's the situation.
Yeah, it's gotten so bad that it's actually cheaper to try to do it without permits. And even if you get caught, it's still cheaper than if you went to the permits from the beginning.
It's correct. I won't recommend that online, exactly.
No, I know.
Because you will lose time between the time they will shut you off until you will pay the fine, until the inspector will come again, and all that. But it's amazing that we arrived to a point that you need a permit for one piece of drywall.
How about replace carpets?
Replace carpets, Delaware County,
correct? You need a permit to replace carpets? Are you kidding me?
Yes, I needed a permit to replace a carpet. I didn't know. I didn't know. The inspector was on the street. He saw the rolls, the old carpet rolls on the sidewalk before the flooring guy put it in his van, and he said, you need permit for that. And I started to laugh. And it didn't turn out well because I was pretty sure that I'm disrespecting him, which I was pretty sure he's joking at me.
Yeah, right.
I know the guy. I know I pulled permit from the guy, and he asked me permit for what? For a carpet? I said, no way. Come on, you're joking.
So did he shut you down?
No.
Okay, good.
He asked me to go later and to fill up the permit and to pay. Yeah. It's all about the money.
Of course it's all about the money.
It's all about the money, and it's not big money. It's peanuts.
Right. But there's enough peanuts that they bring it in, yeah.
Apparently.
So I don't want to discourage anybody out there from investing in real estate after this conversation.
No.
Because actually, real estate is the greatest way to build wealth. But I'll tell you what, let's take a quick commercial, and we'll get back to something exciting on the other end.
This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you afraid of the Great Reset? Well, the Great Reset won't apply to those who own real assets. At Investor Schooling, we teach you how to own real assets like real estate, gold, silver, and other investments, including stocks, stock options, and even the basics of cryptocurrency. We even teach you how to pay thousands less in taxes legally. So go to InvestorSchooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. InvestorSchooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz, and you have probably heard my radio shows and listened to my great advice on how you can make more money and pay less taxes. Well, I just finished writing a book on all things I teach at Investor Schooling and on my radio shows. This book is called Money Hacks, and you want a copy of this book, and you can pre-order this book wherever books are sold. Look for Money Hacks by Larry Steinitz. Hey, it might even be a tax deduction. Order Money Hacks by Larry Steinitz wherever books are sold, and come see me at Investor Schooling. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. The opportunity to retire with a great big real estate portfolio is coming quickly, and you want to learn how to do it. We all know the downturn is around the corner. What does that mean to you? You need to learn how to take advantage of this opportunity, like how to buy discounted properties with absolutely no money out of your pocket. Can it be done? Yes, it can. Can you learn how to do it? Yes, you can. Go to InvestorSchooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. InvestorSchooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you afraid of the Great Reset? Well, the Great Reset won't apply to those who own real assets. At Investor Schooling, we teach you how to own real assets like real estate, gold, silver, and other investments, including stocks, stock options, and even the basics of cryptocurrency. We even teach you how to pay thousands less in taxes legally. So go to InvestorSchooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. InvestorSchooling.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Investor Schooling Live. I am Larry Steinhaus. I am the CEO of Investor Schooling. I'm here with Dr. Deb Anderson and Omri Marad.
Who's not a doctor.
Who's not a doctor.
Exactly.
Could I ever finish a sentence before you interrupt me? What's the phone number, Omri?
It's 855-939-1137. Guys, we are very insulted that nobody called today. Please call us.
Yes, and they didn't even call to wish me happy birthday.
Your birthday's not until Monday.
Oh, but today's the only day they can call.
So where's Kimmy? Maybe she was
online. Nobody's even online, I know.
It's so
bad. They all think we're on at 10 o'clock.
I think so. Everybody.
Yeah, exactly what happens. Every freaking week it happens, the same thing. When they change our time, people think it's the other time.
So anybody got used to something.
So I'm going to give a free book away to anybody who wishes me happy birthday, because this is getting annoying. 855-939-1137. If you wish me a happy birthday, I'll give you a Money Hacks book. And it's a great book, right, Omri?
It's a very good book. And I find it very funny that in your birthday you give gifts.
Well, that's the kind of guy I am.
Aww. It's like the school when they give the...
What's the phone number?
It's 855-939-1137.
Who's calling?
I don't think it's calling.
Somebody's calling somebody.
I know what it is.
Somebody's calling Omri.
Maybe.
Omri, tell him you're on the air. All right, Deb, you and I will talk while Omri keeps getting his call on his phone, on his computer.
It's all good.
All right. So
I am buying I don't know if I told you guys, I think I told you a little bit, but I have a partner and I am buying...
The duplex!
No, I am buying an REO property out in Illinois. So we got the... So for those of you who don't know, I do some real estate note investing, and one of the places that this note actually just fell into my lap, which is kind of why it happened. And it's a REO property, so it's real estate owned, and I could get it for the property. When I had the real estate agent look at it, they said it'd be worth about $100,000. According to Zillow, it's like $150,000, but Zillow's usually off by 25% plus or minus either way. Anyway, so this note came on, fell onto my lap, and the legal collectible, what's owed on it, is about $105,000, and I was able to get this note for $58,000.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So I am...
It's not performing.
It is REO property. It's actually the property.
Oh, the property. Okay.
It's not
okay.
even
okay.
It's not even a note. It's actually right. the REO. It's okay. the property. So I was talking to Dan, who we had, you know, right. because I was thinking about doing his strategy in terms of buying the REO and then fixing it up and then.
All right, so real quick, let's explain what REO is so everybody knows.
Yes.
So REO is real estate owned by the bank. So basically the bank foreclosed on this property.
Right.
They couldn't sell it. They couldn't sell it at auction, so they now own it. And banks don't want to own properties.
Right.
They want to get rid of them. So they find people like Debbie to buy them. And I just want to make sure so that you can explain what that is. So if anybody wants to call about that, too, 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. And don't forget, if you wish me a happy birthday, I'll give you a book.
A free book. A great book.
My book, Money Hacks.
I know. Very good, Deb. One.
So we do have, I already have a real estate agent out there who looked at it and sent me pictures of the property, so I saw that it's in good shape. I just filled out the paperwork for it to send to the asset manager. I sent it over yesterday or the day before, I forget. I think, I don't know what day it is today, so maybe Friday, Saturday, I sent it over. I'm waiting for the returned contract so that, because I'm not sending any money until everything's signed and sealed. And I already have my JV partner, so it's all set to go, and then we're going to put it on the market. So I don't know if we're going to put it on the market and try to get the return or if we're going to try to fix it up. It kind of depends, because I really would like to do the fix it up and get it as a turnkey rental and sell it that way. But I don't know if my JV partner is up for that, because it's not what we originally agreed on. And I don't
so my
know
thought, my thought is Illinois, right? So now you have to go, you either have to have boots on the ground in Illinois.
Right. But the other
or
thing,
you have to go see it.
Right. So the one thing, though... And I hear what you're saying, and, you know, I know your thing is, you know, stay local.
Well, it's not necessarily stay local. It's you know, if you're going to be in Illinois, then fine. Now you have boots on the ground, you have a real estate agent there, you have people you deal with, and then you buy a bunch of properties there.
Right.
Because you have that under control. If this is the first one you're going to do that with, that's great. But just my caution to you, I mean, look, you just look what just happened in Wilkes-Barre.
Right, no, that's why.
Because it's 4 hours away or 2 hours away, and that's just 2 hours away. You could drive there any time.
Right.
Illinois, now you have to, you know, you're talking about either a really, really long drive or you
or
get on an airplane.
Get on a plane.
But hold on, we got some people on the line. They want to wish me happy birthday. I wonder why. We got Ann on the line. What's going on? Is it Ann? Yeah.
Yes, hi, Larry. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Wow, man, it's about time somebody called me and wished me happy birthday. I had to bribe you to wish me happy birthday.
That was an extra bonus. I really have been wanting to talk to you. I can't attend your sessions because I can't drive at night. And I really like the one-on-one class situation. But I at least wanted to get hold of your book, so you threw it out there for me.
Excellent.
But here's the problem. Hi. Here's the problem. I have a property that, and I want to thank Ari for pointing this out. It's fundraising time. They want, I mean, the things they want to do to have people, a homeowner, be able to sell their property is ridiculous. And they're really hurting, especially people like me that, you know, I need the money. But, I mean, if they don't find something, they'll find something else. They keep coming back and coming back and coming back. What I was looking for, I've had phone calls like this. We'll buy your property over the phone, settlement, sight unseen, blah, blah, blah. I would love to find a flipper. I'd even take less for the property.
Hello?
You know.
I'll buy your property right now. I mean, really? And you know who I am, and you know if I do anything wrong, you could call the radio station and yell at them. I'll buy your property right now.
Well, I have to clean the house first, but
you don't have to clean it out. That's the best part. So when I buy a property, if I buy a property from you or anybody else, you don't have to clean it. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to paint it. You don't have to do anything because we do everything. So we would love to. I would love to buy your property.
Okay, so you'd have to take a look at it, and we'd have to talk about it.
Yeah, sure. So I'll tell you what. So you're going to get the book. So Glenn's going to take your phone number and your address. We're going to email. We're going to send you a book through the mail. But I'm also going to call you because he's going to remind me. Right, Glenn? I'm going to call you about the property. We'll find out more about it. Where's the property located?
It's located in Delaware County.
Okay, great. I'm very interested. I have a couple of properties in Delaware already. So, yeah, I definitely would add to my collection. And if nothing else, I'll come by, I'll say hi, and I'll give you some good advice.
Oh, my heavens. What's
so that? Maybe. Oh, you know what? Never mind. I'm not gonna mail you the book. I'm gonna bring you the book.
Oh.
So I'm gonna call you this week. I'm gonna set up. Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Because if I gotta come see the property anyway, all I ask for is a cup of coffee. But I don't even drink coffee
and
anymore.
And a hug.
No, that sounds weird.
Why?
I mean, you know, maybe, but you don't ask for the hug ahead of time. It just sounds weird.
I'm just listening to her, and I want to hug her. And not because of the property.
I gotcha. I know what you mean. You just don't know how to say that anymore, you know? You know what this world is like now.
You can't say to people that you want to hug them.
No. I was in real estate, and they put you through hell. So,
yeah.
You know.
Just, you know, I lost a real estate deal once because I gave somebody a hug.
How did you give them a hug?
Did you hear that, Ann?
Hug would be great.
I actually lost a real estate deal because I gave some woman a hug.
I want this story.
I'll tell you a story.
Well, I'm just getting over COVID, so I still need some more recovery time.
Oh, don't worry about it. I can't get COVID.
I've been really sick. I've never been so sick for at least 3 weeks.
You know why I can't get COVID?
I will not go to the medical Gestapo.
Oh, good idea. You know why I can't get COVID, Ann?
Stay away from doctors, too, yeah.
There you go. That's actually the reason. I can't get COVID because I'll never get tested.
That's right. Why make them any richer? They can't do anything anyway. They're just making money.
Let me do this. I'm going to have Glenn. We got a line of people calling to wish me happy birthday. So I'm going to actually, Glenn's going to get your number right now. And we're going to put on Gil, who I know is a student because there's very few people with that name. So what's happening, Gil?
Hi there. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you, man. You already have a copy of my book, right?
Right. I don't need a copy. I just thought I'd say happy birthday.
So what do you think of the book?
I'm serious. So 67 credit cards you have. Okay, you said you keep track of them on Excel, but that's a lot of credit cards. How do you handle all that? Do you use an assistant or do you?
So I will tell you what I am doing because I'm in the same position right now. So I make a reminder in my calendar that are reoccurring every month for the number of the card and the date that I need to pay it.
No. First of all, put them on automatic pay.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, put every credit card on automatic pay for the minimum, just in case you forget.
Mm-hmm.
Always do that.
Okay.
All right. Because over time, you'll forget. And you forget once, and then your credit's ruined.
Yes.
So you never. It's always put them on automatic pay.
Okay.
So I have 67 credit cards on automatic pay. Not all of them have balances on them, though. So it doesn't really matter. But if I actually use a credit card that I forgot that I used, I didn't check it, I know that it'll be paid. So what was your other question, Gil?
Well, that was my question. You know, how you handle it. Do you handle it all, or do you have an assistant?
Well, I handle it all. But, you know, I have assistance for everything. I don't have enough assistance. Hey, Gil, I got a question for you real quick because we're getting a whole line of people here. What do you think of investor schooling so far?
Oh, I love it.
Awesome.
I haven't gotten in it as much as I need to, but, you know, that's just simply me.
You're learning a lot. All right, I was talking to you.
Yeah.
I was talking about you with another mentor of yours earlier this morning, but I got to run. Thank you, Gil. We don't need his address, Glenn, because we're okay. But I want to put on Sterling. Sterling's also another student, and he's also a really cool guy, and I just spent a whole lot of time with him this week. What's going on, Sterling?
Hey, buddy. Happy birthday.
Thank you, man. I know, but, you know, I wanted to be acknowledged on my birthday, so the only way I can get acknowledged on the air is by being here on Saturday.
Hi, Sterling. How you doing, honey?
Hey, Debbie.
How are you?
I'm good. I actually called to speak to you, not to Larry, even though it was his birthday.
I appreciate that.
He likes you a lot better than he likes me.
I just called to heckle you, Larry. I love you, buddies. Love you, Debbie. Yes, I was listening. I heard you complain that no one's even online, and I wanted to let you know that I was online.
Yeah, nobody's on. I don't see anybody leaving any messages online. But that's cool, man. I appreciate your call, and I appreciate hanging out with you.
Yeah,
why don't you talk quickly?
Yeah, I was gonna call you up and say something mean, you know, but you know, I decided I wouldn't do it.
Well, you just said that you like Debbie better.
Sterling's a sweetheart. Come on, I'm gonna be out that way in a couple months anyway. I would like to maybe we can grab dinner or drinks or something, Sterling. That'd be great.
Oh, so I love to do that, and I'm remiss. I'm one of those guys that have paid the course, but I haven't done the work. So,
what do you think about what you've learned so far, though?
Well, I always learn something hanging out with you guys, you know. And I'm very envious of Debbie's success in getting that REO. You know, as a result of owning that note, and that's exactly what we talked about in February when I first met you guys.
So remember when she said, "Remember when she said she JV'd with somebody?"
That could have been
you. Right? Yeah. That could have been you if you were paying attention. So that's what happens. We do that now. We partner with students now, but the student has to be around. You know, I mean, you know, imagine and listen to anybody else listening. Imagine,
well, I mean,
you know,
did the student know about this deal and Debbie came in and helped, or what was the deal?
No, she probably it was just a private conversation with one of the students. She grabbed the student and said, "Hey, I'm doing this deal. You want to get involved in it?" Yeah. And they said, "Yes." I did the same thing with my partner in the ice cream store.
Debbie, you don't have to ask. The answer is yes. I've learned in relationships when it comes to women, the easiest thing is to say yes. So the answer is yes.
I thought the easiest thing was to say yes, dear.
So it became a dating show?
Don't even start with that. Don't even do that.
Are we interrupting? You want us to leave?
No. Really? Sterling, I definitely want to do some more REOs, and I'm looking at some emerging markets. So as soon as I know what's going on, I will definitely let you know.
Taking more deals away from me, huh?
This is not what you want to do. This is a totally different aspect of what you do.
All right, cool, Stuart. Thank you so much, man.
You're welcome. It's great to talk to you. Always glad to hang with you.
All right, thanks, buddy. We don't need you, Sterling. And you already have my book too, right, Sterling? Okay.
Oh, he's gone. Okay.
All right, cool. Let's put on Joseph. Joseph.
Joseph. Larry.
What's happening?
Happy birthday, Larry.
Well, thank you, man.
I just wanted to tell you that I was supposed to get a book quite a while ago. I never got it.
No way. I've heard this story before. We've had discussions on this.
I hope you send me a book, Larry.
Well, Debbie's in charge of sending you
the
book.
Address. I just don't have the book. The guy told me he's going to get back to me. He never got back to me. I'm sorry to tell you that.
Joseph, you're going to get two books. Joseph, how's that?
It's okay with me, but I only need one.
Glennie, blame you.
And actually, you're right around the corner. You could come here and pick it up.
Listen, I appreciate you if you send it to me.
Glenn will get your info, and I promise I'll send it out for you.
Give it to him again. Give it to him again.
He already has it.
Joseph, give it to him again.
I have it tattooed on my arm.
Please give it to him again.
Because
way we make sure that we send it out, all right?
I'll take care of it.
And that's very rare that happens. I'm actually surprised. So my apologies to you, but I want you to call back as soon as you get it so you can tell everybody that we really did send it.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Yes.
Now I feel like we have a bad name.
Well, can I tell you? I didn't do it. These boys did. They told me they were going to get back to me. They never got
Larry,
back to me.
Larry, we've taken his information twice now.
I know.
What is going on?
I must be Debbie's fault.
Joseph, are you giving us the right number? No. Joseph.
Yes, dear.
No, Joseph, you had a problem remembering your number.
No. You know what it is? No, you told me I was 88. I'm too old.
So you got the book? You probably forgot that you got the book. Is that what you're saying?
I didn't get the book.
I'll tell you what. Hold on, Joseph. This phone number. I want you to call this phone number. If you don't have the phone number you just called, if you don't have a book, not by this Friday, but by the following Friday. Following Friday, I am going to drive to your house and I'm going to hand deliver you the book, okay? I mean it.
Yes, sir.
All right, you know who taught me that one? Mike Lindell taught me that one. If you remember my conversation with Mike Lindell, he said when there's a problem, you solve it. So if you don't have the book not this Friday, because I don't think we'd have it there by then, but by the following Friday, I will drive to your house and I will bring it to you.
Okay, good enough.
All right, but make sure you leave Glenn the address again, because I want to make sure that we have it. All right?
Okay.
Yep. Thank you, Joseph. We appreciate you. All right, Glenn, it's all your fault, man.
Dude. There was no conversation about him being 88 and it I don't even know where that's coming from. Anyway, he's on hold. Let me get his
stuff. All right, get his stuff.
Yeah, get his stuff. Cool. It's fine. I'll take care
of it. So next time you have a nice lady like Anne, let's say that she can drive at night, you can offer her your new limo services.
That's true, but I don't have the limo yet.
Okay. No. Maybe by then.
That's true. All right. So, boy, I can't believe nobody else wants to wish me happy birthday.
I'm excited about maybe, partnering with Sterling. He's a sweetheart.
Yeah, Sterling's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Definitely. So. See, This is what happens. So if you're a student, or if you want to be a student, or if you're thinking about being a student, there are so many advantages to being a student of Vesta Schooling. Not just learn, not just doing your own, but you partner with us. I mean, look, Omri just came in one day as a friend, and now we've become good friends, and we're buying a mobile home park together.
Correct.
Right? And you partnered with some people. I partnered with some people.
Well, so you and I have a note together, so.
Yeah, you and I have a note together. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. So we're right. So every month we get a check on that. That's kind of cool. And so that's how you do it. You partner with people, and you know, some people have resources. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's other resources. You know, maybe it's a brain. Maybe it's, maybe they know something about something that you don't know.
Beside being a school, we are the greatest workshop for real estate around.
Oh, I agree. We think tank real estate investments all the time.
All around, every day. We talk to each other. I mentioned my employee today. I got the lead from my employee, you know from where, right?
Right, from another guy.
From another guy.
Yeah, I know exactly what happened.
Correct.
But this is what happens. We become a community, and the community, we all try to help each other, and it's fantastic.
All the time.
Look, if you're not going to show up, you're not going to be part of the community. If you're going to show up, you're going to be part of the community. In fact, show up on Thursday for a free class. Go to investorschooling.com, show up on Thursday, see what we do. It's edutainment.
See how the people.
We have a good time. We have some fun. Yeah. And we also have some fun with stock options, too. Which, by the way, I will be going over the Charles Schwab app on Thursday.
That's all. You decided that you're going with it.
No, I actually prefer the Fidelity app.
Okay.
But look, at this point, it's like, you know, there's nothing we can do. The tragedy happened.
Yes.
TD Ameritrade, we went off TD Ameritrade, and we have to use this thing. So let's at least learn how to use it. It's not as easy, but that's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I get frustrated with it every time.
We see and we hear.
Yeah, I know.
Again and again.
But it is what it is. Let's learn how to do it. So for years, I don't know what we're talking about. We always recommended TD Ameritrade to do our trades when we do it stock options trades. And TD Ameritrade sold to Charles Schwab. And instead of using the very good, great system that TD Ameritrade uses, they're making us use the crappy Charles Schwab system. But unfortunately, that's what we have. So we have to learn how to use it. So actually, if you're going to come to class on Thursday and ever wanted to trade stock options and learn how to mechanically do it, you want to show up to this Thursday night's class. Go to investorschooling.com, and you can show up there. And on Monday night, we're having a birthday party for me.
You have a birthday, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did I mention it? Because I wasn't sure.
I don't know. We are just giving away books.
Right. On Monday night, we have a birthday party for me. So, you know, if you accidentally showed up there too, we'd give you some cake.
I will give them a hug.
You know that Goran's bringing all the ice cream from the ice cream store.
No way.
Yeah, whatever we have left over. So so it's kind of funny. I told him to bring all the leftover ice cream.
What do you mean all?
All the leftover ice cream. And he ordered too much.
He
ordered too much going into clothes because we're closing for the winter.
Okay.
And he's bringing all the ice cream. Gary the ice cream guy. Gary Marino, ice cream guy. Ice cream Gary should show up and get some ice cream.
Okay.
I don't know if he's listening to the show, but if he's listening to the show, you should show up, man. The ice cream guy. He was the guy who sold his ice cream store a couple of years ago, and I got a lot of advice from him on the ice cream store. Not enough advice, because I obviously did a lot of things wrong, but that's life.
We have Nancy.
Oh, look. We have
Johnny
the Rapper saying, happy birthday, Larry. Thank you, Johnny the Rapper. All right, what else we got?
And we have Nancy from Plymouth Meeting on the line.
Oh, we have Nancy. What's going on, Nancy? How are you?
I'm good. I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Larry. Happy birthday to you.
He's getting the big head. Now he's getting the big head.
She should give the number. She have a better voice than I
know. What's the phone number, Nancy?
What's what phone number? Your phone number?
The phone number. Army says you have a sexier voice than he does.
I didn't say sexy. Don't put me in jail. I didn't say that.
1-855-839-1212.
No,
939. 939. Is it?
Yes, 939-1137. Oh, I know why. You were actually calling the other way. What was the number you gave?
855-839-1210. That's the number.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That actually number will work, too. That's the radio station's number. So, like, during the week. So we actually, our number, 855-939-1137, gets forwarded to that number. So Nancy got priority. She actually got past the whole system.
How?
Because she's probably a 1210 listener.
Woo-hoo.
And calls Dom Giordano and all those guys all the time, right?
No, actually, right, I couldn't remember the number that he said.
You couldn't remember the number?
I'm not doing
it. Give everybody the number again, Omri.
It's 855-939-1210. 11:37.
Oh, that was wonderful. Yeah. I've got
That's what everybody says. I tell you, every time he does it, I think of turning gay.
The immigrant do the best work.
So, Nancy, I'm so excited. We're definitely going to get you a book. Anything you want to talk about? Any questions you have?
Because I was calling, I missed what you said about the Charles Schwab app. You said you're going to discuss that on Thursday?
You should come. You should come to class.
I would love to. Unfortunately, I'm taking care of somebody who's on hospice, and it's difficult to get out right now.
Understood. But, you could do it online if you wanted to. Yeah, so for you guys who don't know, if you're long distance or can't make it into class, you could go to investorschooling.com, and you can actually click the Zoom link, and you could be up there via Zoom as well if you wanted to. But it's up to you. It's up to you. But we totally appreciate you calling. We totally appreciate you listening. Have you listened to our show before?
Yes, Yes,
all right,
I have.
Good.
It's really interesting enough. I'm so thankful that there's people out there not acting like victims and are encouraging and upbeat and helping people. So it's wonderful. Oh,
I think it's the best compliment we ever got.
I think that's a good compliment, too. You're absolutely right.
It's an amazing compliment. Upbeat. I actually know what it means.
But you do know that any problems we have, they're Trump's fault.
I'm a victim of Joseph.
Which, by the way, we got I got a letter from Trump the other day thanking me. He actually sent me a letter, a personalized letter, thanking me for sending him a jacket.
Wow!
For real. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Talk about the jacket a while ago.
Yeah. He sent me a letter thanking me. It was pretty cool. All right, we got about a minute, right, Glenn? We got 1 minute, not 1:30, about a minute.
You can go to 59:30. Hard out at 59:30.
Okay. You heard what Glenn just said?
What?
You said it's all Trump's fault. He said not according to Joseph.
Oh, yeah, no, I did hear that. I did. That's pretty funny. All right. So make sure you get Nancy's information so we can send her a book, too.
And please come. If not this Thursday, please come next Thursday.
Yeah, definitely come.
We
come
want
when
to
you can
see
or
you.
Even watch online. So what else we got? We got 60 seconds.
What do you think? I will talk about that. What do you think the interest is going to be?
So I think it's going to settle down for a little while and then go up again.
Again?
Yeah.
You don't see it coming down? You think we will still finance our cars at 13%?
Well, yeah, cars will probably be 8, 9, 10, 12%. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Okay.
You know, I could see in the graph. I'm looking at the graph. I was looking at the graph the other day, and it's hard to explain it on the radio, but I did see it the other day, and it looks like it's going to settle down for a little while and then go back up a little bit and then probably settle back into here again.
Okay.
Look, my personal opinion is we're in normal interest rates right now. These are normal interest rates. Anyway, we got about 30 seconds, so I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank everybody who called to wish me a happy birthday, all four of you. How insulting. I want you to go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com, and you can take a class this Thursday. Of course, I want to thank Glenn Page. I'm hoping you come to my birthday party, Glenn. I want to thank Glenn Page for doing a great job producing the show, except he keeps losing Joseph's address. I want to thank Debbie and Omri for being great co-hosts. You guys are awesome. And we'll see you guys on Thursday. And I'm so excited that it's my birthday. Take care, everybody.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.